Hi, I'm Benny Martinez with the Talk Radio News Service, here today with Daniel Pipes, director of the Middle East Forum. He's here today to talk to us a little bit about the Israeli-Palestinian peace talks that are getting ready to kick off today. How are you doing today, Daniel?
Thank you. Doing well.
Well, first of all, one question I'd like to ask. There's a lot of speculation out there that is, you know, lingering around the fact that this settlement expansion moratorium is going to be ultimately going to be a deal breaker. Now, obviously, it's set to expire September 26th. If this moratorium is not extended, does this ultimately, you know, break the deal for Israel and Palestine peace talks?
It could certainly end the talks right there in a few weeks. I think it's more likely that there'll be some kind of compromise, that the Israelis will give in some fashion, and the U.S. government will put pressure on the Palestinians to accept that, and things will go forward. The U.S. government has a lot riding on this, and will do everything it can to extract something from the Israelis and get the Palestinians to accept it. I don't think that will be the only time that this happens. So, it could break it, but I suspect it won't.
Now, just as a general overview, what is your opinion as to whether or not these peace talks are going to be successful? I mean, there's news that came out, a recent attack on four Israeli citizens on the eve of this historic event. How does this affect peace talks? Will it affect peace talks? And will ultimately this round of peace talks be successful?
Certainly the murder of Israelis is an obstacle and could well be an obstacle in the future. I differentiate, when you ask will they be successful, I differentiate between the signing of an agreement, which I think could certainly well take place, and I would contrast that to achieving peace. I don't think there's any chance of that. Zero. More agreements? Sure. There have been a lot of agreements in the past. They haven't ended the conflict. An agreement now could well happen. Definitely will not end the conflict. It is an exercise in futility, though it could end up with a fancy signing ceremony. I don't preclude that. But the chances of this ending the conflict are zero because both sides have aspirations that these negotiations cannot satisfy. There's a fundamental difference between the two sides. The Israelis want the Palestinians to accept the permanent existence of a Jewish state. The Palestinians don't accept the Jewish state. And I don't see that being resolved in the next year through talks between Benjamin Netanyahu and Mahmoud Abbas, in particular because Abbas has almost no power. So, yeah, he can sign something, but how much importance it has, I very much doubt.
Yeah, you mentioned the fact that, you know, these peace talks are going to be going on for around the next year and, you know, ultimately, maybe ending with some kind of a signed agreement. I was wondering what your perspective is on President Barack Obama's timetable as of 1 year, considering, you know, these two states have been in a longstanding conflict, and to the idea of them being able to, you know, separate their differences and compromise in a year's time. President Obama did come out and say yesterday that both leaders did agree that the one-year time span is definitely enough time for them to meet some sort of agreement. But, you know, is 1 year enough time to bridge the gap between these two states?
Well, it's not enough time to resolve the conflict. It is enough time to sign some kind of document. I think it's interesting that each of the three parties is interested in keeping it short. And let me just briefly go through. Obama wants something wrapped up before the political season starts. Abbas wants something wrapped up before he has even less power. But Netanyahu, I think his goal in having it fast is because he's interested in having it wrapped up before the Iranian nuclear program goes further into effect. And so they each have their own timetable. They might well sign something, but don't count on that signed document having any particular importance. None of the past ones have. I mean, the conflict is worse now after endless signed documents than it was 20 years ago before there were any signed documents. So signed documents are really not the key to the issue. The key to the issue is what's in people's hearts. And so long as the Palestinians wish to eliminate Israel, I don't see that signed documents make any difference or improve the matter. But you can see, color me skeptical.
you know, there's word going around that the people are actually, you know, looking forward to these peace talks, and they're looking to meet some kind of resolution. If that's the fact and that's true, being the skeptic that you are, is there any hope for these peace talks? You know, you did mention that ultimately there may be a fancy signing of the agreement. There might be some kind of document that will, you know, will institute compromise. But in practice, it's going to be a different story. Is there hope for these two countries to bridge their gaps and to compromise between each other?
I don't think there is hope, yes. But I don't think it lies in compromise. I think it lies in the Palestinians acknowledging that Israel's there, it's permanent, it's a Jewish state, and saying, okay, we tried to get rid of it, we failed. Now, let's get on with our lives. Let's build our own country, our own culture, our own economy, our own society, and leave Israel be. At that point, I say, okay, there's been a resolution. Now, there are Palestinians who accept that point of view, roughly one-fifth. I think the key is to get that one-fifth to be one-half and two-thirds. Then you've got a resolution of the conflict. Having more people argue around a table, I don't see what that achieves. We've seen this movie before. It's happened over and over again, and it hasn't done any good. Why should it? You know, the definition of stupidity is doing the same thing over and over again. This looks to me pretty stupid. Let's try something different. So, no, I'm completely negative about these talks. I see no prospect for them to improve things. I wish the U.S. government had a different approach, which was to look at the real issue, which is what's in people's hearts, rather than trying to find concessions and compromise that will do no more good this time than it has the preceding dozen times.
On that note, we'll wrap up the interview. Daniel Pipes, director of the Middle East Forum, thanks for joining me today.